From iAfrican Media, this is iAfrican Bites, a podcast that features commentary on African news, insights, opinions, and analysis with tech industry leaders and professionals. The podcasts are from interviews conducted by the iAfrican team, whether at events or when needed for commentary. I'm Badawun Kosokwane, host and editor-in-chief for iAfrican.com, spelled www.iafrikan.com. So the intersection between AI and entrepreneurship is a very interesting one, right? Especially in South African context, or rather in the continental context, because we hear a lot of, you know, commercialization of AI solutions from a lot of foreign companies, you know, but we hardly ever get any stories from locally here on the continent. Now, we have the lovely opportunity to speak to Frans Meyer, the founder of AlphaWave, to hear how does he incorporate machine learning, AI, in industry to address issues, to address products and services and solutions that require these type of solutions. Frans,
nice to meet you. Yeah.
Frans, walk us through AlphaWave. What is AlphaWave and how long have you been around?
Yeah, so AlphaWave is a technology investment company. It's broader than machine learning AI. So currently our focus is electronics, software and data. And the intersection of all of those. So we've been around for quite a long time, for 30 years, but we started as a very specialized technology firm in antenna engineering, which is a sort of a unique field of electronic engineering. We built a number of businesses, including software businesses in that space over the years. And over the past 10 years or so, we've actually expanded and realized that we want to apply our knowledge about building businesses to much broader applications, and that's why we've changed over to general electronics and software, and then recently machine learning and AI as well.
Now, Frans, your products, what industries do they find application? And just give us a case study scenario where we understand how your solutions are provided. Rather, your technology provides solutions.
I mentioned we were antenna engineers, so we would write software that would help antenna engineers to design antennas. So if I talk about antenna engineers, it's any company that's got a communication device in a cell phone or even in cars or on aircraft. Any device that communicates needs an antenna to communicate, and our software help to optimize to optimize the design of that. We then later moved into more the hardware part, which is the electronics part of antennas. So one of our companies has been involved with the SKA project, the SKA project in Carnarvon and Karoo,
yeah,
which is a big international radio astronomy project. And there our engineers were part of the design team.
Okay.
That designed specifically the receivers of the radio astronomy telescopes.
Mm-hmm.
And we also got the production contracts for that.
Okay.
So our first products, we also do work for MTN and Vodacom.
Okay.
So they've got base stations that communicate all over the country,
mm-hmm.
various places, and we actually look after the safety of their base stations.
Mm-hmm.
So our initial businesses was all around antenna engineering and then companies that actually use antennas to communicate and
mm-hmm.
optimize that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Can we go, because, you know, the SKA is such a huge thing in the world. I mean, a huge constellation of satellites. Can you just go a little bit deep? I know it's in the Northern Cape. What part of the SKA are you working on and what solutions are you giving? And are you physically based in the Northern Cape, or you come in and out? How do you work around that?
Yeah, so the SKA project has been going on for many years now,
mm-hmm.
and our initial involvement was very specifically on the design of the receiver of the radio astronomy telescope. So there's the dish, and we also do the shape of the dish, but then there's the dish has got a focal point, and there's
mm-hmm.
the receiver, which is effectively an antenna. And we were part of the design team because of our skills in, you know, software simulation and design of antennas. We were part of that. Now, the way that the SKA work is South Africa sponsored the Meerkat project, mm-hmm. which was money just given by the South African government, effectively as a precursor to the bigger SKA international project. And so we were the design engineers of the receivers of the 64 Meerkat dishes that eventually was installed in Carnarvon. But our office is based in Technopark. We were not part of the SKA office. South African SKA has got an office in Cape Town. We were not part of them, but we were a supplier to them of this very specialized piece of equipment, which was the receiver. But we would have people going out and do installations on site and so on, but most of the work we actually do in Stellenbosch.
Okay. Now, Frans, you are one of the track, you were heading a track today at the Indaba X. Walk me through the main themes that you were discussing in your track today, particularly on entrepreneurship and AI.
Yeah, so the track is a workshop, and it's called Disciplined Entrepreneurship, and it's based on the way entrepreneurship is taught at MIT in the States. So MIT is well known for being a university that's got a lot of startups, tech startups originating from MIT. And they've got a very specific way of teaching entrepreneurship. And so we follow that model of entrepreneurship where the technology is actually, it's we call it deep tech, so quite difficult technology to implement. But then the process of entrepreneurship is how to make sure that you develop the technology for a specific market. And so the workshop and the track is much more about what the customer needs and what we can offer from a technology point of view than just what the technology can do. So we want to combine the customer's needs with what we can technically do. And so it's a very, let's say, structured process, although entrepreneurship is quite often chaotic. Mm-hmm. And the nature of entrepreneurship, because there's so many uncertainties. I think it's actually very good to have a base where you can fall back on to follow a structured approach, just to have to increase your chances of success in
definitely,
entrepreneurship.
Definitely. Uh-huh. From your discussions, I mean, as I was at the workshop, you were exchanging a lot with your students and attendees that were there. As you were engaging with your delegates, what interesting observations were you making out, and what is your mood of right now? With the AI and machine learning and data science, what are you picking up from the newer generation and the new researchers and young people that are coming into the industry?
Yeah, so the machine learning AI is something relatively new for us. So at AlphaWave, we've invested in I think it's four machine learning AI companies now over the past 5 or 6 years. Mm-hmm. But I think the same principles apply in building a business. Whether you use machine learning AI as your technology or our old, let's say, electronics or software or antenna technology, the same principles apply. You need to build something that's, in our case, something that's not so easy to build, but you must make sure when you build it that you understand what your end user and your customer needs. So I think what we experience when we do the teaching of entrepreneurship and we work with our companies is the typical engineer and scientist would make the mistake of being too focused on their technology. And our approach and our investment approach and, let's say, business advice approach is to try and get them out in the field talking to customers so that they understand the needs of the customers, but still actually implementing technology so that they don't just read about the technology and the potential of it, but find out what part of the technology is difficult to implement, where you can build a barrier to entry. So that's also a very important part for us. So it's not just about the customer, it's also about really getting your hands dirty in the technology. And that stayed the same for machine learning, AI, or software, electronic businesses.
Frans, from antenna software to electronics to now AI, having investments in AI, these are all very niche industries and very niche technologies. You touched on something important, that barrier of entry. How hard is it to sell some of these things? I mean, walk me through the typical, sales process. I mean, are you selling to government, big corporates? Who procures these solutions?
Yeah, it's actually quite interesting. I would say the typical way that a startup in our field or in any of these fields actually work is the initial sales happens by the founders to their network. So they would know people, you know, the founders would know people or know people that know people that's in, let's say, corporate or industry, and almost in an ad hoc way find the first initial customers. Okay? And one of our big challenges is just after that, because your network is quite small, so just after that, how do you actually get to potential customers, and how do you stand out as being unique? So we've got two ways to handle that. The first one is we try to do something in machine learning AI now that is at least unique in South Africa. So we don't want to do something that, you know, sort of there's 50 companies just in South Africa competing with us. And I think we have found it. You know, we've got a very specialized speech-to-text business, Sygen, that we invested in. We've got computer vision company that we've invested in, and now also in a company that will focus on AI in education. So we try to stand out in what we do from a technical point of view, but then also we are continuously working with our new businesses and startups to try and figure out how to reach new customers and beyond founder network sales. And that, I would say, is a work in progress, but it's a requirement. We need a structured way to find new clients. And once you've got your value proposition defined, that you know what you're good at and why it matters to customer, I think it's easier now with the modern technology and outbound sales and marketing to actually reach customers.
Lastly, Franz, Sygen and AlphaWave, you're in industry, and you're part of this community that is the DavaX. Are you happy with the level of talent and skills that are coming out of events like this? Are they able to meet your corporate needs and the aptitude and capacity to roll out some of these solutions in the industry?
Yeah, look, South Africa has still got these, what we call centers of excellence, so these universities that does excellent work and excellent training of the engineers and computer scientists that can compete anywhere in the world. And so if we find it, we can find the talent that we need in South Africa from the University of South Africa. And all the activities around machine learning, AI, there's some excellent students and even more senior people in the field that, like I say, compete internationally. I think the benefit for us, so we are, of course, not a Google or a Microsoft that needs to appoint 10,000 people every year, you know. So we need to appoint, let's say, 10 or 20 people a year, and for at that scale, and even if we grow like five times bigger than that, then at that scale, there's enough talent in South Africa, and there's enough talent in the universities spread through South Africa that we can be competitive.
Franz, thank you so much for your
time.
Is that
it?
That is it.
Okay. and you didn't ask me about getting all my calls wrong.
Thank you for your time on iAfrica.com.
Thank you for listening to iAfrican Bytes. Please share your feedback with us on our socials. On Twitter at iAfrican. On LinkedIn at iAfrican.com. And check out our other podcasts, The Tefo Mohapi Show, Take Legal Matters, and The Lead Creator, on all podcast streaming platforms. And also make sure to head over to www.iafrican.com. That is iafrican.com/radio. And subscribe for notifications. iAfrican Bytes is an iAfrican Media original show, produced by Nzalo Mbangana and content producer and host by Don Kotokwane.